Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, so we're diving into The Juice today.
Okay.
To see what the kids are reading about.
Yeah, that sounds good.
First up is the Nintendo Switch 2.
Oh, yeah.
So it seems like gamers have been waiting for this for a while.
Yeah, the original Switch, it's been around for 8 years. Cool. In the tech world, that's like, you know, a century.
Yeah.
So the hardware is definitely showing its age.
Ah.
Good. Can't really handle a lot of the newer games.
Right.
This new model is supposed to have some pretty big upgrades
and
be able to play a lot more games.
So
it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's something good to talk to kids about, too.
For sure.
Just about how fast technology changes.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, that impacts everything, right? Like, from entertainment to how we work to how we connect with each other.
Oh, yeah.
The article even mentions that some leaks about the console.
Oh, really?
Might have forced Nintendo's hand in announcing it early.
Huh. Interesting.
So that's a whole other conversation, too. Oh,
yeah.
About leaks and how companies, you know.
Right.
Try to keep things under wraps.
In the age of the internet.
Exactly, yeah.
Where everything gets out.
So, moving on to something totally different.
Okay.
There's a kind of a heartwarming story here about a couple in Canada who just got their wedding photos back after 56 years.
Wow.
They were thought to be lost after the photography studio closed down.
Oh, wow.
Makes you think about how we preserve memories.
Yeah.
And how technology has changed all that.
Totally. I mean, these days, everything's digital, right?
Yeah.
But there's something about a physical photo.
It's true.
You know? The feeling of it. It's different than scrolling through an album on your phone.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good point.
Like, imagine finding a box of your grandparents' old photos.
Right.
That takes you back, you know?
Totally.
In a way that digital photos just don't.
I think it'd be really cool to talk to kids about that.
Yeah.
How they document their lives
and
how they think about those memories being preserved.
Exactly. Do they print photos?
Yeah.
Do they make digital scrapbooks?
Right.
What's the plan? You know.
And then how are they going to share those with, you know, future generations?
Right. And it makes you wonder, too, like,
yeah,
how many memories are just gone, you know?
Totally.
Because they weren't captured or
the
technology changed and no one can access them anymore.
Yeah, like old floppy disks and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Crazy to think about.
Okay, so now for some science.
Okay, cool.
The Juice is covering a planetary parade this week.
A planetary parade?
Yeah, so 6 planets, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
Wow.
Will be visible in the night sky.
Oh, that's awesome.
I guess this happens about once a year.
That's cool.
But still, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that would get kids excited about space, you know?
Totally. Imagine showing them that in the night sky.
Right.
Talking about how big the universe is.
It's mind-blowing.
And how much we still don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes on forever.
It says that Venus and Saturn will be especially close together Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
Maybe a good chance to do some stargazing.
For sure. Definitely.
Yeah, I think those kinds of experiences can really, you know, spark a lifelong interest.
Absolutely.
In science and exploration.
For sure. And who doesn't love a little awe and wonder in their lives?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, up next we have a quote from Fran Lebowitz.
Okay.
She's an author and social commentator.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
The Juice features her words. Think before you speak. Read before you think.
Interesting.
Pretty powerful message, I think.
Yeah, especially these days.
Yeah, when opinions and information are just flying around everywhere.
It's true. It's like everyone has a megaphone.
Right.
So it's important to really, like, you know.
Yeah.
Take the time to be informed.
Yeah.
To consider different perspectives before jumping to conclusions.
That's right.
It's so easy to just react, you know.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to ask kids what they think she means by read before you think.
For sure.
Like, what's the role of reading in shaping their own thoughts and opinions?
Mm-hmm. Do they seek out different viewpoints?
Yeah. And do they, like, fact check things they see online?
Right. Those are such crucial skills these days, especially with all the misinformation out there.
Absolutely.
And the echo chambers online.
Right. Where everyone just hears what they want to hear.
Exactly. It's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like that quote.
Okay. This next story.
Okay.
It's about TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
So despite a law banning it in the U.S., The app is still available.
Wow. So what's going on there?
It seems like there's a lot of legal back and forth. President Trump issued an executive order to delay the ban.
Huh.
And he's trying to work out a deal for a U.S. company to buy TikTok. I mean, it shows how complicated it is to regulate technology these days.
Yeah, especially in a globalized world.
Right, where everything's so interconnected.
It really raises questions about, you know, the balance of power between different parts of the government.
Right.
And how do you balance free speech with concerns about data privacy and national security?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's a lot to unpack.
You could definitely talk to kids about this.
Oh, absolutely.
About the different ways governments try to regulate technology and the arguments for and against that.
Yeah, what are the potential benefits? What are the drawbacks?
Right. Where do they stand on it?
Exactly. It's a great opportunity for discussion.
Okay, last but not least. We have a news piece about President Trump.
Okay.
He has pardoned almost all the rioters involved in the attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021.
Wow. So that includes the people who...
Yeah, including leaders of extremist groups.
Oh, wow.
Who were convicted of seditious conspiracy.
That's...
Which is basically plotting to overthrow the government.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
It is.
I mean, that's a pretty controversial move.
It is. It really is.
It raises questions about presidential pardons.
Right.
You know, what's their purpose?
Yeah.
What factors should be considered?
Exactly.
And it's interesting because this goes against what Vice President Vance said earlier.
What did he say?
He said that those responsible for the violence on January 6th shouldn't be pardoned.
So there's definitely some mixed messages there.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think this is a great opportunity to talk to kids about the different arguments for and against pardoning these people.
For sure.
Like, what are the potential consequences of this?
Mm-hmm.
What does it say about accountability?
Yeah.
The rule of law. And you could also use this to talk about the different roles within our government.
Oh, absolutely.
How they interact with each other.
Yeah, like the checks and balances that are supposed to prevent any one person from having too much power.
So, yeah, it seems like the juice is doing a good job.
Yeah.
Giving the kids a lot to think about today.
A good mix of stuff keeps things interesting.
Keeps them on their toes.
Exactly.
From gaming technology to the complexities of politics. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. To everyone listening out there, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.